Webster.
TFM. With this wintry weather comes wintry dramas. Cars skidding around, people falling over, all these kind of things have been happening across the area. Well, there was a proper drama that unfolded around this time yesterday morning in Perth. And this is quite an incredible story of heroism. We now have Joan on. Now, Joan's from Perth, and she's a dog owner. She's got a dog called Benji, who's a tiny little shih tzu. And he's only young, so he's full of energy. He's enthusiastic. It's just a year and a half. Joan, good morning.
Good morning.
Joan, how are you feeling now after yesterday's ordeal?
Just relieved. I'm so relieved.
So what happened? Can you talk us through it?
Yeah, well, I was taking Benji for his usual walk through the Inch, and we always feed the ducks in the morning, and he normally never touches them. But because the pond was so frozen, and the ducks were coming over because they know when we're coming, next minute I looked, and there was Benji chasing them on the pond and went in.
Now, Joan, this drama actually unfolded over quite a big space of time. He was in danger, little Benji, for quite a while, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, yes. He went under nearly three times.
Unbelievable. Then there was another couple walking their dog.
Yeah, they were so lovely. The man went away and got this massive big boulder and threw it where Benji was, and it sort of broke the ice, and he was trying to get over, and he was struggling, and he went under again. Oh, I was just screaming. But then he just went into the water and bashed his feet and walked out and got him and then brought him back. What? And of course I just took my coat off, wrapped it right him and went away, and I never even thanked them.
Oh,
I was just so worried to get him home.
Joan, you've got us welling up here now.
Sorry.
Listen, we can now unite you both because we have Katrina and Jemmy on right now. Good morning, guys.
Hi there. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh. I'm so relieved. I don't really know how to thank you, especially you, Jemmy. I really want to get in contact with you and give you a wee reward because it means so much to get my Benji back. I would be so lost without him. I thought I'd never get him again. I thought he would be gone.
I really don't know how to thank you. Well, it worked out okay, and you were so upset, weren't you? And so was I, standing there as well, helpless.
I know, you feel so helpless because there's not really a lot you can do. I don't know how to thank you.
Well, you certainly don't need to do any rewards because there's no need for that.
I want to. Please don't say that. I want to.
He would never let a dog drown in the water. He would never do it. And coming from Perth, we know that pond isn't that deep.
Just
straight away, I knew he was going to go in and get it at some point. I knew he would.
There was already a little crowd gathered, wasn't there? And everyone was looking, and no one was doing anything.
Just Jimmy.
And then Jimmy, what a proper hero. Jimmy, you were playing it down when I was messaging you yesterday, and you said, it's not a big deal. It actually is. Not many people would do this.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Jimmy, not all heroes have a cape. Some have frozen jeans on after they've jumped into a duck pond.
It was a wee bit cold walking back home, you know.
Well, listen, you have really helped out, Joan, as you can hear.
Uh-huh.
What an amazing thing to do. Thank you so much for both of you coming on today and sharing this story.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Oh, Jimmy, a man of few words.
I know, but what a hero.
Yeah, you know, he just got home, got his frozen jeans off and went off to work.
My heart's actually melting.
I know, what a hero. Thank you so much, both of them coming on. Benji is fine now and properly recovered. TFM.